The country is back racing strong again. Support local communities and visit country.racing.com. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards and complimentary Kogan First membership. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us today. It is the 25th day of October. We've got the Grand Prix happening over there, the US Grand Prix in Texas. Lap 35 of 56, Lewis Hamilton leads from Max Verstappen. Sergio Perez is in third spot. Daniel Ricciardo's in fifth. You keeping an eye on it, Wisp?
Yes, just a little one. Nice little eye. I think he's driving quite sweetly at the moment, Gary. What do you think of his form?
Is he close enough? I can't see. Is he close enough?
No. He's not going to win the race. He definitely can't win the race, but he's driving nicely. Guy's track, it seems to suit his driving style.
Sam Banks, very highly rated AFL draft prospect from Tassie, is going to join us. Steve Hocking, the Geelong CEO, to join us as well. Brett Lee, former Aussie superstar, to tell us about Australia's first win in the T20. But we're going to talk a little bit of basketball. And we seem to have been talking about this for a long time now. We're talking about Ben Simmons. Obviously, we're all invested over here in Australia on where it actually sits. There was a twist over the weekend. We thought we'd go to Shams Charania, senior NBA insider from the Athletic and Stadium, to give us the up-to-date and latest perspective on it all. Shams, welcome to the program. Where does it sit with Ben Simmons right now?
Hey, guys. Welcome. I appreciate you guys having me on. You know, I think where it stands now is Ben Simmons finally addressed his teammates on Friday right after shoot around in their film session, and he basically told the entire team, Doc Rivers, Joel Embiid, that he is not mentally ready to play yet and he needs time to get there. He expressed to them that he wants to play, but as of right now he doesn't feel mentally ready to play in Philadelphia. And after he spoke, I was told that Joel Embiid finally was able to ask Ben Simmons, his co-star, the question, why do you want a trade? And Ben Simmons responded that right now he just does not feel mentally himself. And I'm not sure how long this process is going to take for Ben Simmons. He will get evaluated by professional people to get help on this state that he's in mentally, that he's not able to play in Philadelphia. And so we saw Tobias Harris come out publicly, Joel Embiid come out publicly and support Ben Simmons. And I'm told privately a couple of those guys told Ben, listen, we're here for you. We want you to be in the fight for us as well. But, you know, whatever you need from us, let us know. As long as your heart's in the right place, we're here supporting you. Take the time that you need. And so this process, it's going to take a while. Daryl Morey spoke on Thursday and hinted that they're willing to take this the entire 4 years. Ben Simmons has 4 years, almost $150 million left on his contract. And that means that there's not really a leverage play for him to get out of Philadelphia. You know, it's not as simple as asking out. We've seen guys like Kawhi Leonard, Jimmy Butler, Paul George in the past request a trade and get out of their situation, Kyrie Irving as well. But, you know, Ben Simmons is not in that position. So right now it is a stalemate. It's a standoff. And Ben Simmons is going to get help, it appears.
Shams, it would appear just, again, we're a long way away, that the narrative has changed a little bit. I mean, the softening of Joel Embiid when he came out and addressed the crowd before it and said, support our brother Ben, and as you said, to Tobias Harris as well. Is this something that he should have done right off the bat? When he came back, he had issues, obviously, you know, his own problems, and, you know, sat up. And it's our way over here anyways, to get in front of your teammates and address the group.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what some of the people in that locker room believe. It's like, why didn't Ben just come here day one of training camp or day one when he reported back to the team and tell the team where he stood? You know, I am told that he did say this message to Doc Rivers in the front office, and I know his representation did as well, that he's just not mentally ready to play again in Philadelphia after what happened over the last 4 months. Now, what happened, right? You have Joel Embiid, Doc Rivers, they clearly threw Ben Simmons under the bus after that Game 7 loss against Atlanta. And then you have, you know, a tension that starts bubbling after that moment. And it coincides with him at the same time feeling like he's ready for a new chapter in his career. And Philadelphia also deciding that we want to find a trade partner. And they've been shopping Ben Simmons in terms of trying to get a difference maker since last season. They almost moved Ben Simmons for James Harden last year, when Brooklyn was able to get James Harden, Philadelphia was right there. So this was starting to bubble for a while. And so teammates felt, why didn't Ben Simmons just come day one and addresses to us. Well, he was addressing it behind the scenes, I'm told. It just finally happened in front of all his teammates. And maybe that, for Ben mentally, took him a while to get to that point where he has to admit in front of all of his teammates that I'm not right mentally and I do need help. And I am told he will go get help now.
Hey, Shams, we all have great sympathy for anybody that's suffering from mental health. I just want to ask you this question, though, about Ben in particular, and that is he saying that he's not mentally healthy and fit enough to play in Philly and he could play somewhere else, or he's just not mentally healthy enough to play basketball anywhere at the moment?
That's what's unclear, right? Like, if Ben Simmons gets traded next week, is he then suddenly going to be able to play for, you know, the new team that he's on? That's the question. And if that is the case, then, you know, Philadelphia probably does have you know, good reason to go to, you know, the league and arbitration and get the salary back, because it's like we're not paying, you know, we're going to pay him for not playing these games because of a mental, issue. And again, that is protected in the CBA, in the collective bargaining agreement. But, you know, then if he's able to go out and play for another team, how does that impact things? So that a lot of this guys is still up in the air. It depends on how Ben's meetings with these professionals go over the next, you know, several days, the weeks. But this is not a process that's just going to, you know, unfold in the next day or two. I think it's going to take him some time. He's going to sit, as I reported the other day, for an undetermined period of time.
Are they lost at home to the Nets? How disruptive do you think this is going to be in the early part of their season, the 76ers? Do you think they're a big enough, strong enough team, organization to be able to ride it out?
I don't know if this team is good enough to make up for the loss of a Ben Simmons. I mean, for whatever you want to say about Ben Simmons' jump shot and his inability to shoot, and the way that last playoff series went for him against Atlanta, you know, he's still a multi-time defensive player of the year, all defensive team, runner-up for defensive player of the year last year, three-time All-Star. So he's a good player. The question is, are they good enough to win with him? I'm not sure. Probably not. But without him, clearly, I don't know if they're even that home court advantage team that, you know, they probably are with him. And so they're definitely going to take a hit. I do think in the short term, this, you know, what happened over the last several days did provide some level of closure, because now they can move on not having to worry about Ben Simmons possibly playing day to day. He's out for the foreseeable future. The question is, when is he going to be able to return? Will he ever return for Philadelphia? Will we ever play a game in Philadelphia again?
Hey, Shams, you're a senior NBA insider. You're only a young man still. I just wonder about their organization. Are they a really leaky organization, the 76ers? Are they trying to navigate or create the narrative that they would like out there in the marketplace around Ben Simmons? Is that what's happening here as well?
I mean, you know, there's always, you know, leverage being played, you know, as far as, you know, when you have Daryl Morey go out on the radio and discuss that, listen, we're not moving Ben Simmons until we have a package that we like, and that could take 4 years. I do think that there is some sincerity to that in terms of Daryl Morey. They've had multiple conversations across the league. They've had multiple packages on the table, but they have not had the deal that they feel and their ownership group and their front office and their coaching staff feels necessary to move a guy like Ben Simmons. The guys that they've for him, I mean, you look back, you have James Harden. That's a top five, top 10 player in the league. You know, another, you know, they've had their eyes on Damian Lillard for a while. I'm not quite sure if Damian Lillard will get out of Portland this year. And if he doesn't, then what other star player do you trade a Ben Simmons for? There isn't one. And so that's the reason why they don't have a choice but to try to bring him back and do everything they can to acquiesce any of his needs, because they're a better team with him. And they don't have a trade in the marketplace that justifies moving him, at least not as of yet.
With Shams Trania here for the Senior NBA Insider from The Athletic and Stadium Talking, Ben Simmons. We know famously that the Philadelphia crowd and fans are a pretty tough organizer, a tough group of people. We've all got great sympathy and empathy and a better understanding of the challenges that, you know, players and sports people and people in general have with their own mental health. How will this be received from the support group, do you think?
You know, I think Philadelphia, they have to look at it in a way of where is this coming from, right? Because four months ago, it's, you know, he wanted a trade. Ben Simmons did. But was it he wanted a trade because he wasn't mentally ready to play in Philadelphia, or did he just want a trade period. I think, you know, this does raise the question of, is he just simply not mentally ready to play in Philadelphia again after what's gone on over the last several months? And so, you know, Philadelphia has said, you know, openly that and privately that they're willing to put in whatever effort Ben Simmons needs to get the help that he needs. And so, on one hand, I do think his teammates, Tobias Harris, Danny Green, you know, are happy that he came out and admitted that he had some of these issues and came out in front of the team that he does need to go seek help. Now, will he go really, you know, take this process seriously? Will it benefit him? Will it lead to him coming back on the floor? Those are all questions that are to be determined.
And Sham, just finally, I don't know whether you've caught much of Josh Giddey's action over there at in the NBA too. 20 minutes for Oklahoma, they're 124-91 loss to Houston Rockets at the weekend. 6 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds. A lot of great things been written about this young man already. Have you caught a glimpse of his play yet or not?
Yeah, I mean, I interviewed him right before the NBA draft in July. I watched him at Summer League in August, and so definitely very familiar with his game. You know, for him to have the size that he has, 6'9", his passing, I think his shooting is going to come along. That's a very young OKC team. I think it's going to take time. I think there's going to be some lumps along the way, but it's clear that they feel like him and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander can play together for years to come, and Josh Giddey, I think, will have a bright future in this league. And just talking to people around that organization, they loved him. And when they went out and saw him the weekend before the draft, you know, they go out and fly to Irving in California, and that meeting that took place right before the draft, they did it secretly and quietly, and that was their guy, and they ended up getting him in that lottery range.
Hey, Shams, we really appreciate you jumping on. As you can appreciate, it is a topic that everyone's got a lot of opinion on. Ben Simmons always polarizes here in Australia. It's great to get your perspective. We appreciate your time this morning.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Shams Charania, senior NBA insider there, here for the all-new Kia Niro electric SUV range, available as a hybrid, plug-in hybrid and full electric. I wonder whether he's going to be given the license, Tim. I understand exactly. I mean, how would he be feeling in terms of whether now I understand it? I don't know whether it was the case when he first got back to Philadelphia, but trying to go back and play basketball now, given everything that's gone, I think it would be a very hard situation for him.
Well, I think clearly he and his management thought that he'd be able to force his way out of there, and now it becomes less likely and less clear that he can. And so now they're looking at another strategy. You know, he turned up the other day and he said he had a back injury.
Strategy?
Well, I think it is. He turned up the other day. No, I'm sorry, the mental health. No, I don't know about the mental health. And I'm not going to, you know, say that. But in terms of what they were trying to do, the strategy was, okay, well, you're not going to train. Say you've got a back injury. They say, well, you don't have a back injury. The doctors there at the 76ers had a look at him. They said, you've got to train. And now he's saying, well, look, I'm just not fit. I'm just not in a mental state to be able to play, to be able to train, to be able to resume my NBA career. But what does that also then mean? You're saying that to that team. What does that also mean to a prospective buyer out there in the marketplace? It's become a really complex, messy issue, hasn't it?
It has, because he could say, yeah, well, my mental state is directly related to where I am and the environment that I'm in. And if I get out of that environment into an environment where I feel supportive and loved, then maybe, I'm just hypothesizing, I would feel more capable of playing.
And then people are going to say, well, you've just used the mental health card to get out of what you wanted to do, and it was all just a play on your behalf. Like, it's a story that's not going to go away in a hurry, obviously, because he's still there at the 76ers, but then the way that he ultimately gets out of there is going to be a lasting story as well.
0433981116. It's the famous temper text machine number. It's back. It's up and it's running. Give us your thoughts on that. Give us your thoughts on what happened in sport over the weekend. Some of the things we've spoken about. The Grand Prix is still taking place in Texas. Lap 41 of 56 for Verstappen leads from Hamilton. So they've been dicing. That must be a fair go. Is it whispers?
Oh, yeah. It's a battle to the death between these two.
A ding-dong battle?
Oh, it's a ding-dong, yeah.
Dan Riccardi's in fifth spot. We'll take your calls after the break.